So let's look into this lesson, these three things we'll see here. First, we see life will have its dark days. Life will have its dark days. That's a guarantee. You may, just saying that conjures up in your mind some dark days, no doubt, that you've had. Some may be very serious, some maybe not so serious. I was thinking this afternoon, it was a pretty dark day that time I was sitting at the corner of 23rd and Rockwell in Oklahoma City, conversing with a police officer about some improvements I needed in my driving habits, and just a young man and my parents came by. I thought that's a pretty dark day. And then looking back on it, not quite so serious. But you may be facing serious things, but there are going to be dark days. I heard not long after I moved to Knoxville, I heard that the sun shines 90-something days a year in Knoxville. I said, 90 days? Let's see, there's 365. And do the math yourself. Plenty of dark days. Does that mean it's not a nice place to be? No, it's not what it means at all. You say, well, I have a lot of dark days in my life. But that doesn't mean that life itself is bad. And Solomon says life is going to have its dark days. There's going to be a certain amount of them. James, the first chapter, tells us what to do about these dark days and tells us what God's trying to accomplish in our lives through these dark days. We're familiar with James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But if you back up two or three verses, you'll see what we're talking about getting wisdom for. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Perfect, a maturing work, a thorough work. That's what Christ wants to do in your life and what Christ wants to do in my life. And those dark days come to us, and God's working in those dark days so that he may draw us nearer to himself. Victory in the Christian life, as you've heard said often, is when we bear sorrow. Sorrow born in the Spirit of Christ brings real Christ-likeness and victory in the Christian life. And these dark days that come, whatever causes the sun to be clouded, the skies to be clouded and the sun to be covered, we can be assured that these dark days God knows about, and he sees them and sees through the clouds. And if you can remember, it's like flying in a cloud bank, and you get up above those clouds, the sun's still up there. It's still shining, and it's still shining brightly, though it may be hidden from our view. But life will have its dark days. May it draw us closer to Christ. Not only will life, do we see that life will have its dark days, but we also understand that life will be brought into judgment. Life will be brought into judgment. Look at verse 9. Solomon says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. For all these things God will bring thee into judgment. You see the reference given to you in Romans chapter 14. And you want to take your class there and let them see these scriptures and mark them in their Bible. Romans chapter 14 verse 7 says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Then in verse 10, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Down in verse 12, so then every one of us shall give account of whom? Himself to God. We're going to give account. Life will be brought into judgment. Some people think it's their lot in life or their responsibility in life to judge everything and everybody around them. But God's word says, nope, I just, as my mother used to say, just worry about yourself and take care of myself, because that's who I'm responsible for. And I'm going to give an account for my life before God. Life will be brought into judgment. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Life be brought into judgment. Life has its dark days. We know that life will be brought into judgment. And then finally we see that life must move forward. Do you know anybody that's stuck in something that happened in the past? Sometimes people have a hard time getting over something. Sometimes they get upset in the church. You've heard stories about it. And can't move forward. If you've spent much time out visiting and knocking on doors, you've probably run into somebody that said, I tell you what, I'm never going back to church. I tell you, something happened back there 15 years ago. They got stuck and never got over it, never moved forward. You have to move forward. Life must move forward. Life's going to go ahead and move forward. We move forward through life. Therefore, verse 10 of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart. What's Solomon saying? Look, it's past. Go on, move forward. Let God use it in your life and move forward. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. It's not that childhood and youth are worthless. It just says that they're fleeing. They're fleeting. They don't last forever. They pass, and time moves on. And you can't enjoy life. We can't enjoy life as God meant for us to unless we're willing to get over some things and accept God's hand in them. You see the reference, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 through 14. This is a great chapter. You want something to encourage your heart, you just read through Philippians in preparation for this lesson on Sunday and let God speak to your heart. And as Paul gets to chapter 3, here as you're writing to the church, but these things were gained to me, those I counted, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ, he says. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. All things, he said, he counted but loss. Then over in verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. How powerful is my ability to get over and move forward in my life? As powerful as Jesus Christ's resurrection. Paul says the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And then he says in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. And Paul says, if there's one thing I can leave with you here, one thing, forgetting those things which are behind. What's he saying? What Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, life moves forward. He says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And he says, I do that through the power of his resurrection, as he's speaking of Christ. Life must move forward. And if we're to enjoy life as God intends us for us to enjoy life, and if our life is to give off a sweet savor as an example of what Christ can do in one's life, then life must move forward. And there's some things I'm going to have to leave behind and trust God with them. Life will have its dark days. We'll remember that life will be brought into judgment, and life will move forward. And if we allow God to work in our lives and use everything that he's brought about and use it to accomplish his purpose and his will in our own lives. Dealing with the days of darkness, and apply it to the class that you're teaching this week. Young people are going to have different days of darkness than people that are well up in years. But everybody's dealing with days of darkness. And some, as we said earlier, more serious than others. But God is faithful and God is able to bring these things and to work them for his good in our lives. May we pray together. Thank you, Lord, for this encouragement from Ecclesiastes. Lord, we're thinking about people that are dealing with days of darkness, and I pray that you'd help us to be an encouragement to them from your word. Now be with us, our church tonight. Be with Brother Daniels as he preaches, Lord, and I pray that you fill him with your spirit. Be with our pastor as we plan and move forward in our Sunday school. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.